Joining us now in our studio, we have a couple of Northfield Raiders. Joining us are Grace Van Vorst and Salinas Santos. Did I get that right? Jennifer Salinas Santos. Okay, got it. Thank you for coming in today. It's spring break. You got in. Did you have to get up early to come in, set the alarm?
I did set my alarm, and then I had to call Jenny about a half hour ago to give her a reminder.
I was awake, just not ready.
All right. We're going to have that point that microphone right at your mouth. There we go. Yeah, thanks again for coming in. Let's talk about the Raider Closet. I'd never heard of this until one of the instructors, Sydney Thomas, had called me up and said, emailed me and said, hey, we've got this thing going on. Would you like to know about it? It's like, yeah. Tell us, what is the Raider Closet?
Yeah, so the Raider Closet is a room at Northfield High School that was created by students for students. And so it houses free clothing and then free hygiene products. And everything that we have in there is completely free and is sourced from our local community.
All right. I like that. Let's talk about how this got going. Who thought of this? Or is somebody or other schools doing this? Tell us where the genesis of this whole project came from.
So at Northfield High School, we had held a clothing swap a couple months ago, and that was very successful. We had lots of donations from people not involved in the environmental club, but just who attended school and who wanted to participate. And so that really caught the attention of administration, who had seen similar projects being done at other schools like Faribault. Mm-hmm. They have what I believe is called the Nest, which is like the equivalent of the Raider Closet at their school. So through that, we kind of got together and we made the Raider Closet a possibility at our school.
Now, you're both involved in the environmental club, is that right?
Yes.
Tell us about the environmental club, what you do, and are you both, I would imagine, student leaders in that?
Yeah, so we're both leaders of the club, and we'll be leaders next year, too. We're both juniors.
Okay.
So the environmental club is a group that's pretty much exclusively ran by students. And so it's a student-led group that does a whole bunch of projects throughout the year, and all the projects are aimed at combating the climate crisis through direct action, through projects and education. And so we usually do a variety of projects throughout the year, and the Raider Closet was one of them.
How much time do you put into this? It's a part-time, is it like an after-school, before-school club?
Well, we have our flex hour at school. Mm-hmm. So half of that is when our whole club meets as a group, but us as leaders will meet outside of school and talk about our future plans and how the club is going and overall just running the club.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and also with that, like when we have big projects going on, like the Raider Closet, there's also a lot of time spent outside of those meetings. You know, with the Raider Closet, we've had students volunteering their time after school and during school for hours. So,
all right, yeah. Is it? Is there somebody there, like a clerk or somebody there throughout the school year, or is it just open and people can go in and take whatever they want?
Yeah, so we're open are you talking about the Raider Closet?
Yeah, Raider Closet, yeah.
So we're open 3 days a week currently. So we're open Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. On all of those days, we're open during the flex period, so during the middle of the school day. And then on Wednesdays, we're available after school. Mm-hmm. And so right now, those are our set times where students can come in and take whatever they want. We're also hoping to have it open by appointment for students, but we're still working on that.
Well, I really like that, the idea, and it's sprung from the environmental club. Mm-hmm. Reusing and repurposing goes really a long way in helping save the planet. You seem to be doing that. Now, along with, like, clothing, do you have Raider gear? Do you have non-Raider gear, just regular shirts and pants and other things?
Yeah. One of our objectives, actually, was to get gently used or new Raider gear, so those participating in sports wouldn't have to buy new equipment, which can be quite costly. So right now we actually have a donation bin set up at Champion. So if anyone would like to donate, we also have other donation bins, but we really appreciate those donations.
All right. Just go into a Champion Sports and drop it off in the bin. Is it that simple? Yep. All right. Sounds good. Once again, we are talking to Jenny Salinas Santos and Grace Van Voorst with the Northfield Raider Closet. And we're talking about some of the things going on with the Raider Closet. Do you accept items that are not clothing? Are there other things that people have there?
Yes. So we are accepting hygiene items right now. So, you know, obviously unused hygiene items.
Okay.
So, you know, like toothpaste, menstrual products, you know, hairbrushes, hair ties, shampoo, conditioner, that sort of stuff.
And once again, those are not to be used until the people get them. Raider Closet is what we're talking about. Has there been a good response to it? You mentioned the first swap that you had done. There is a big response to that. Has this been pretty popular?
It's honestly just been incredible. You know, every time I like, you know, I'm working with the closet, it just reminds me of how, you know, incredible the Northfield community is. We've just seen so many donations pouring in, and, you know, I've gone around and collected some of those donations, and the interactions I've had, you know, with community members about this has been really cool. For example, my neighbors saw that we had been featured in the Northfield News, and they cut out a piece of the paper and brought it over to my house with a donation.
Oh, neat.
Yeah, it's been incredible.
Good stuff. What about the future of this? Is it going to be a permanent thing, do you suppose?
We hope it to be. Right now, a large part of running it has been organizing all the clothes and donations we've gotten. And we've gotten lots of support through the National Honor Society program, which, you know, gives us volunteers, and we obviously give them ours. So I think it's kind of like a give and take relationship, in which I think will really benefit the school.
Do you feel that this has been a good, I guess, public relations move for the environmental club? Are you getting some new people in because of this?
Yeah. So when we did the initial clothing swap, our idea was that we were going to have it so that people would, like, you know, thrift, because thrifting's super popular for kids our age. And so we were hoping that it would be, like, a really popular event. And then it was way more popular than we could have, like, imagined. And so from that, we had a lot of people come in and join our club. You know, we're seeing so many students volunteering at the Raider Closet now. And so a lot of people, you know, are hearing about the Environmental Club, are engaging in our projects. So,
all right. Well, it sounds like a real cool thing. It's like, well, why didn't somebody think of this when I was in school, which was quite a while, quite a while ago? Is there anything else you'd like to mention about either the Environmental Club or the Raider Closet?
We have Instagram pages for both of them, and Facebook pages that you can follow. The Northfield Environmental Clubs is nfld.environmental.club. And I think the Raider Closet one is NHS Raider Closet. So
easy enough.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you so much for coming in. You're doing a wonderful thing. It looks like you're having fun doing it, too, and talking about it. But we really appreciate it. And I'm sure the students of Northfield High School appreciate your efforts as well. Yeah. Thanks again.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, thank you.
That is Grace Van Voorst and Jenny Salinas Santos here on 95.1 FM and AM 1080 KYMN Northfield.